BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Donald Trump has said he thinks Ukraine's leader is willing to give up Crimea in return for peace with Russia. The US is continuing to push for a deal to be reached. Paddy Maguire reports.
Could the recent meeting between Donald Trump and Volodymyr Zelensky at the Pope's funeral have shifted the course of this conflict? Ukraine's president has repeatedly said he can't accept US recognition of Moscow's control over Crimea, which was illegally annexed 11 years ago. To accept its loss would mark a profound shift in Ukraine's stance and go against its constitution. But as the US pushes harder for peace, under the threat of walking away from the process, Donald Trump seems to think that position might change. And again, he's made rare criticism of Vladimir Putin, telling him to stop shooting and make a deal.
Canadian police say the 11 people killed when a car was driven at high speed into festival goers in Vancouver were between 5 and 65 years old. The interim police chief said the driver arrested at the scene had a history of mental health problems. The authorities have ruled out terrorism. The mayor of Vancouver, Ken Sim, said the attack was the darkest day in the city's history.
This has been one jarring incident, and we're going to have to, until we get support from senior levels of government to address the mental health challenges that individuals are facing in bail reform, the city of Vancouver, we're going to have to react. We're going to have to put our own measures in place. We're going to have to make our systems better in a reactive perspective.
The Houthis in Yemen say U.S. strikes on the capital Sana'a have killed at least 8 people. Houthi-controlled TV said those killed in the Thaqban area included women and children. The U.S. military says it has hit more than 800 targets in Yemen since the middle of last month, killing hundreds of Houthi fighters and many of the group's leaders. The Israeli military has carried out its first airstrike in the southern suburbs of the Lebanese capital, Beirut, in nearly a month. An hour earlier, Israel had warned residents to leave. Lebanon's president has urged the United States and France, who are guarantors of a ceasefire agreed in November, to compel Israel to stop such strikes. Hugo Beshega is in Beirut.
A lot of people were enjoying this Sunday afternoon when the evacuation warning was issued. There was the sound of an Israeli drone flying overhead, and then this attack happened. The Israeli authorities described this facility as a facility that was being used by Hezbollah to store precision-guided missiles. And this has been a frequent accusation by the Israeli military that Hezbollah uses civilian sites, civilian infrastructure to hide weapons and ammunition.
World News from the BBC. Iranian state media say the number of people killed by a massive explosion at the country's largest commercial port has risen to 40. More than 1,000 are now said to have been hurt by the blast near Bandar Abbas on Saturday. The local authorities have declared 3 days of mourning. A large fire sparked by the explosion is said to be under control. Iran's supreme leader has ordered a thorough investigation. Members of the Philippine security forces have landed on disputed sandbanks in the South China Sea, days after China carried out a similar move. Both countries claim sovereignty over the area. On Sunday, the Philippines released an image showing its officers with a national flag and sandy cay. The pose mimicked an earlier Chinese photo. Saudi Arabia and Qatar have announced they'll pay Syria's $15 million debt to the World Bank. The move will enable the bank to resume its long-suspended operations in Syria. It could also help the country gain access to the far bigger funding needed to rebuild the shattered country after 14 years of war. In football, Liverpool have won the English Premier League, thrashing Tottenham 5-1. The victory means they've equaled the 20 top-flight titles won by Manchester United. Arne Slot has achieved the relatively rare feat of winning the league during his first season as Liverpool manager. Here's Andy Swiss.
It really had the feeling of a victory party long before the end of the match. I suspect there is going to be quite a street party in Liverpool, not least because the last time they won the title back in 2020, remember it was the middle of the COVID pandemic, so they couldn't really enjoy the title as they would have liked to. They were presented the trophy behind closed doors with no fans in attendance. So there is a sense that Liverpool fans have been waiting a long time to properly celebrate.
BBC News.